everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat. I'm going to share a passage of scripture, and it may not seem that the title I've chosen fits, but as I share with you, hopefully you'll understand why I've called this Heartbeat, Struck by God's Love. The scripture, or the story, is in Ezekiel, and it's in chapter 34. And the title at the top says, Israel's False Shepherds. And Ezekiel felt, because he was a prophet, he would share with the people what he felt God put on his heart, calling them back to a way to live, back to God, because sometimes they weren't living the way God designed them to live. And it states, the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel. Mortal, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Say to them, to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, ah, you shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, but you do not feed the sheep. And I was struck by Ezekiel being used by God to talk to the leaders of the church in their day to, explain, because of the way they lived then, they had a lot of shepherds and sheep, and the shepherds looked after the sheep, and it was an important role in their culture. And explaining that these priests, these scribes, these Pharisees, these people of God who were the leaders, were not being good shepherds to their people, to the sheep, explaining in the shepherd's sheep picture, that they took all the fat, they took all the wool, the clothing, they took everything. And over the centuries, we've seen this happen. We've seen it when the Vikings used to go and raid people's towns, and they'd take, you know, all the good things. They'd take what they wanted. We saw it, I remember when I studied geography and history, we saw it when different farmers who had the wealth, and they didn't look after the poor. They looked after everything for themselves. Think of even Sheriff of Nottingham with Robin Hood, same thing. The leaders who were supposed to look after the people of the towns and the villages were just looking after themselves. And so I'm reading it, but then it strikes me the magnificence of God's love. And it's in the chapter 34, but it comes down to verse 15. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. From Psalm 93. You know, I, the good shepherd, I shall not want. I will make them lie down in green pastures. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. So let's go back to the beginning. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. God sent his son Jesus to be our shepherd. Because God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three in one, the one God. God loves us so much that he himself came down to earth for us. He himself makes us lie down in green pastures and provides for us. He himself seeks the lost. He himself brings back the strayed. He himself binds up the injured and strengthens the weak. I feel a bit emotional because our God comes to us and sees our weaknesses, binds where we're injured and hurt. Just the other day, I read about this man who died in an apartment block in America. Now, it could be anywhere in the world. But he was dead for 4 days before they found him. And his brother wrote an obituary for him. And it was beautiful, but it was also very sad. He said his brother never fitted in. His brother was lonely, didn't have any friends. His brother was different to others, was very shy, very vulnerable. He didn't know how to use a computer or didn't even own a phone. And he used to work on recyclable places, and he used to also sweep, or he used to deliver letters and pamphlets, but he also used to sweep a bingo hall 7 days a week to clean it ready for the next time that the hall was used. And on Christmas Eve, for some reason, after 15 years of working there, he was told he wasn't needed anymore. And he said his brother was a good man, but people didn't understand him. And I just read this part about in Ezekiel, and I just read this story in the news, and somehow the Lord connected the two together. Do you know that the Lord saw this injured man? Because he'd been injured all his life from people not understanding him, people not getting him, people feeling like he was different. But the Lord picked him up. He was not alone when he died. God was with him. Even though it's sad to say, no one here on the earth was with him. I've been struck by God's love for us, that he came down. What other gods done that? Buddha didn't. Muslim didn't. Our God, our Christian God did. He sent his son to die for us because he loved us that much. I'm struck by God's love for us. And God asks us to love him like that, but also love our neighbour. Do you know your next door neighbour? Do you know the person who lives in the apartment block that seems a bit strange or different to you? Do you know him? Do you know his name even? Do you notice when he's not around, when he is around? Do we care? Because our God asks us to care. Because sometimes, many times, God uses us to be Jesus in the world. He does, not many times, always. Be the hands, be the feet, be the voice, be the love, be the care, be the soup, be the bread, be the greeting, be the love. So I hope that you're struck by God's love somehow, by reading something. It can be in the news, it can be in scripture, it could be something you see, something you watch. I hope you're struck by God's love, because that's truly what will motivate your heart and motivate you to love God more and love your neighbor more. I pray that you're struck by God's love. like I have been.